Here's Chantry again to the left-handed Carberry. The keeper up to the stumps, and Carberry clears his front leg and carves him away through the offside. It was in the air, but safe over the fielder, who was well inside the circle. And Michael Carberry picks up his first boundary of the evening, and Hampshire go to 10 without loss. As Saeed Ajmal round the wicket first up to Carberry, is driven beautifully over extra cover for four. Welcome to the game, Saeed Ajmal, says Michael Carberry. I'm just going to plant you over the infield for a boundary.
And Leach in again. He's staying around the wicket. This time pitches it short, and he's pulled away by Carberry for four more. No chance for England's Moeen Ali to get that one as well. Beautiful shot from Carberry, and Leach just straying at the end of this over.
Here's Jack Chantry.
Switched ends, and he's been smashed. Has he? Is he going to be caught? Has it gone over? It's tipped over. Six runs, that should be for James Vince. Spectacular bit of cricket. Chantry is bowled. He has launched him with a sort of slog sweep shot, and Ross Whiteley has launched himself and ended up like a goalkeeper tipping it over for six runs. But it brings the 50 up for Hampshire in spectacular style.
Here he is again, Ali, now bowling to Vince, who's down the track. That's coming right down towards us. It was a full length dive, but an unsuccessful one by the Worcestershire fielder at a very straight mid wicket. And again, James Vince has caught that very cleanly, and Hampshire go on to 67 without loss.
James Vince, the captain, leading the way, cuts the ball out into the offside. Carberry wants two. He's really struggling. They dive, and Dolavira celebrates. You join us on FM frequencies in the first moment of drama, really, as they look to take a comfortable two. Carberry looks short. The umpire's gone to the TV replay. The Worcestershire players are already celebrating, and young Brett Dolavira, the 23-year-old son of Damien, and he's celebrating the run-out that sees the end of Michael Carberry, who is gone.
One away from 50, he's gone past Luke Wright. He's now the third top run scorer in the country, James Vince. He's now got 583 for the campaign.
This one's flatter again, as this one he timely does get his half century, James Vince. He works it out into the onside for a single. Vince has had a terrific campaign, as we say, and he has smashed his way to a half century out of a total of 103 for one. He is 50 not out.
Much slower this one from Ajmal. Hook round the corner by Wheater. Leach is chasing it round. He can't cut it off. It's four down to the top end of the ground towards the family stand. It was a much slower delivery from Ajmal. Took the pace right off it, but Wheater waited for it and managed to help it round the corner for a boundary.
Worcestershire making a change from the Diglis end. Tall, rangy figure, right arm over, and Vince decides to smash through mid-wicket the returning bowler Barnard for six runs, and that takes the Hampshire skipper James Vince to 71 not out and past 600 runs in this year's T20 Blast competition. What an effort from the skipper. He's been a star with the battle all summer, and that one of his finest.
Ajmal, round arm again. Wheater high towards the dugouts. There is a fielder out there, but he's not going to catch that. It's almost caught in the Hampshire dugout, down away to our right, and that is a big hit from Adam Wheater. That's a big boundary away to our right hand side from the wicket, right in the centre of the outfield here at New Road. And Adam Wheater has sent Saeed Ajmal, his first ball of the year, his spell went for four from Carberry, and Wheater has sent him off with a six.
Hampshire are aiming for their seventh successive finals day. Long handle again, and he's caught. This time he's gone, Wheater. One too many he's gone for. Big celebrations from Ed Barnard, who took the catch. But Wheater has gone, and he's right to go for those shots now as we start the final three overs of the Hampshire innings, of course. He's gone for 32. It's 163 for two, and Hampshire still in a great position despite that wicket bringing New Road to life. Vince smashes him over square leg for six more. It went flat like a missile. Brilliant shot from Vince. He goes to 88, and Leach walks back to his mark with his tail between his legs. Hampshire 171 for two.
182 for two. Chantry to Vince once more. Driven away from extra cover for four. That's heading towards the boundary. The fielder won't cut it off. And James Vince at last punches the air. Gets a hug from Sean Irvine. The Hampshire fans around the ground stand. And James Vince can add to his CV a T20 century here at Worcester. He's helping his side towards a terrific total. And all sides of the ground rise to the Hampshire captain. 102 not out. Chantry again. Low full toss once more, driven by Vince, and it's going to be a run out of the non-striker's end, can you believe it? Vince has driven it back, and it's been deflected onto the stumps by Chantry, and Sean Irvine backing up is run out from the non-striker's end for two, and Hampshire heading into the last over, 186 for three.
Here we go, final ball, Leach in to Shah, who curls it out to Cox, the wicketkeeper. Shah's out on the final ball for five, caught behind off Leach. But Hampshire has set Worcestershire a massive total here in this T20 quarter-final. There is no doubt that at the halfway mark, Hampshire are in charge of this game. 196-3 they finish. James Vince, the captain, carrying his bat through the innings, 107 not out. Out of that, a total of 196-4 from 20 overs. And Vince, an absolute star knock yet again in the T20 competition.